When you think of Antarctica, you probably think white, a pristine wilderness of ice and snow. But around some of its fringes, there's a growing shade of green. Thanks to a warming climate, mosses and even grass are increasing in some coastal areas. And a new report in the journal Current Biology says the process is picking up speed. Dominic Hodgson is one of the authors of the study. He's a scientist with the British Antarctic Survey and a frequent visitor to the Antarctic Peninsula.
We're typically landed by boats, so we come off a ship and we land on the shore, and the shorelines tend to be a fairly narrow strip backed by high glacial mountains with glaciers running down off the mountains into the sea. And then where we are landed, we're examining areas where there are moss banks, which have grown at least over the last 4,000 or more years in Antarctica. But what we're measuring now is with the warming, these moss banks are changing in the respect that their growth rates are increasing.
So in the background, glacial mountains, which are presumably white and blue, because that's what those icebergs look like. And in the foreground, it's green, like that moss. That sounds like the edge of a stream or something.
Yes, I mean, that's a very good picture you've painted there. The white of the snow, the brown of the rocks, and the blue of the sky is a perfect day on the Antarctic Peninsula. And the mosses occur generally at the lower altitudes, but where there's wet areas, so similar to the sides of a river, but where you get accumulations or sometimes the seasonal snow patches, where they melt, it's often damp, and that helps support the moss growth.
Yeah, so this is a pretty quickly changing area, isn't it? Tell us what you've discovered. I mean, you drilled down and pulled out these cores, and what did you find in terms of the speed of change?
Yeah, so the remarkable thing is that as these moss banks grow, they don't decompose into peatlands as they would elsewhere in the world, but they grow. And then the moss from a few tens of years ago gets incorporated into something called permafrost, which essentially means it gets frozen. So the moss gets preserved for all time beneath the surface. So we're able to drill into that and reconstruct the history of the moss banks over many thousands of years. What we found in this study is that the growth rate of the moss banks that we've studied has changed rapidly since around about 1950, and that we're attributing to the warming trend.
Right, so warming trends could also suggest new species moving in. Is that the case as well?
Yes, so it's warmer and wetter, and that enables new species to come into Antarctica. And in particular, there have been meadow grass species which have become established in different parts of Antarctica that scientists are busily trying to eradicate because it's an unnatural colonist.
How do these invasive species actually get there?
Unfortunately, it's primarily humans. We all travel around wearing clothes that are often clothes that we've worn elsewhere in the world, back at home, but also things like camera bags, which we take on holiday with us and rarely ever clean. So both our clothing and particularly our things like camera bags pick up little seeds and propagules, and we transport them all around the Earth.
How much does this bother you personally? I mean, as somebody who is invested scientifically in this part of the world, you see these changes. Is it upsetting?
I try and approach it objectively. I mean, we're witnessing the retreat of ice, certainly along the Antarctic Peninsula, at a pace that you can see the change from year to year. In terms of invasive plant species, I do take that relatively personally because I know that it's either myself or one of my colleagues or predecessors that has brought these things in, or indeed, you know, other visitors and tourists. So, you know, we really are responsible as custodians for these environments and making sure we don't change them. So I take that side of it personally. I really do check my bags and my pockets and my coat and my Velcro and all the rest of it, because I don't want to be responsible or feel that I could have been responsible for a new species becoming established.
So, Dominic, make the argument for us why this environment should be kept pristine.
So it's the same argument that you use to support national parks or any pristine wilderness. It's trying to preserve parts of the world in their near natural state and limit the influence of human activity. Humans have, through their technologies, have learned to travel at rates that are much faster than any natural dispersal processes. So we're introducing and changing environments at an unnatural pace. And the aim is to preserve the natural values of these regions.
Dominic Hodgson of the British Antarctic Survey, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.